KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls softball play last night in regional final action in Class 4A, it was Dallas Center Grimes topping Harlan 2-0, Denison defeating Humboldt 11-10, Winterset beat Fairfield 7-2. Also winning in 4A, Carlisle, Washington, Indianola, Waverly, Shellrock, and Solon, they all advanced to the state tournament. In Class 5A last night, regional finals, Dowling Catholic topping Abraham Lincoln by a final of 6-0. Ankeny, Dubuque Senior, Cedar Rapids Jefferson, Ottumwa, Cedar Rapids Prairie, Johnston, and West Des Moines Valley also were winners in 5A last night, and they all move on to the state softball tournament. In boys district baseball last night, Class 1A play, it was AHST topping Exira EHK 3-2, Arweva beat Glen Ralston 13-3, Coon Rapids Bayard a winner over Audubon 11-2, it was Earlham blanking Adair Casey 2-0, Fremont Mills beat Riverside 7-2, Lennox over Bedford 16-7, Logan Magnolia was a winner over Cam 7-2. Martinsdale St. Mary's beating East Union 11-1. Murray topping Villisca 16-8. Nishnabotna beat Essex South Page 13-3. Orient Maxburg over Lamoni 8-7. Stanton beat Sydney 8-7. Underwood over Griswold 11-1. Woodward Granger topping Guthrie Center 13-2. Also in 2A district play last night, it was IKM Manning over Missouri Valley 8-2. I-35 beat Mount Air 5-3. Kemper Catholic over Tri-Center 12-2. Maple Valley beat Otobolt Arthur BCIG 17-5. It was Nottoway Valley over West Central Valley 6-1. St. Albert outscored Clarinda 23-8. And it was Trainer Big over Shenandoah 24-3 last night. Those winners all moving on in postseason play. American League pitchers shut down the best of the National League, and they blanked the senior circuit 3-0 to win baseball's annual Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game, last night. That ends the National League's three-game winning streak. It means the American League team that advances to the World Series will have home field advantage. 10 American League pitchers held National League batters to 3 hits and combined on the shutout. The emotional highlight was 43-year-old New York Yankees closer Mariano Rivera, the all-time leader with 638 career saves, working a 1-2-3 eighth inning to cheers of the Citi Field crowd. Rivera, who's retiring at the end of the season, received a 90-second standing ovation from fans, teammates, and opposing players when he entered the game. Rivera doffed his cap and officially earned a hold for his scoreless frame in his 13th All-Star game. He was named the most valuable player. Starter Max Scherzer of Detroit went the first inning. Winning pitcher Chris Sale of the Chicago White Sox worked 2 innings. Seattle's Felix Hernandez, Tampa Bay's Matt Moore, Oakland's Grant Balfour, KC's Greg Holland, Toronto's Brett Cecil, and Steve Delabar all preceded Rivera's eighth inning. Joe Nathan of Texas closed it out in the ninth inning for the save. Toronto's Jose Bautista drove in the first run with a sac fly in the fourth inning. Baltimore's J.J. Hardy had a fielder's choice to drive in the second run in the fifth. Cleveland's Jason Kipnis had an RBI double in the eighth inning. This was the ninth shutout in the 84-game history of the All-Star Game and the second in a row. All time, the National League leads the series 43-39-2. New York Yankees second baseman Robinson Cano hobbled off the field soon after being hit on the side of the right knee by a pitch from Mets ace Matt Harvey in the first inning of the All-Star game. Boston's Dustin Pedroia pinch ran for Cano and remained in the game. X-rays were negative, and Cano said he ought to be ready when the season resumes on Friday. Cano, one of the few Yankee stars who remained healthy through the first half of the season, leads the team with 21 homers and 65 RBIs. Major League Baseball says it's moving ahead with plans to expand instant replay for umpires' calls next year. MLB Executive Vice President Joe Torre told reporters we're pretty confident we'll have it in place for 2014. An agreement would be needed with the union for the players and the umpires. Well, the Baseball Players Association says any suspensions resulting from the sport's latest drug investigation likely won't be served until next year if the discipline is challenged before an arbitrator. The head of the union, Michael Wiener, says he expects Major League Baseball will notify the union of its plans for penalties in the next month, and the union will maintain that any discipline should not be announced until after arbitrator Frederick Horowitz upholds a ban. Former MVPs Alex Rodriguez and Ryan Braun are among the players under investigation for ties to Biogenesis. That's a closed anti-aging clinic linked with the distribution of performance-enhancing drugs. Well, former Major League first baseman Tony Clark, who joined the union staff in 2010 after a 15-year playing career, has emerged as the top contender for the deputy executive director at the Baseball Players Union. Michael Weiner, the current executive director, is still on the job despite having been diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor and currently confined to a wheelchair. Weiner took over from Donald Fehr in December of 2009 to become the fourth head of the union since 1966. He was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor last August and remains working. The union will appoint a deputy executive director within 2 weeks, and the union's executive board will decide whether that deputy will succeed him. The executive board meets in California December 2nd through the 5th. Detroit Tigers outfielder Torrey Hunter says it's tough to see Weiner's health in decline, but at the same time, he's happy. He doesn't want the sympathy, and he still wants to work. In NFL news, the Green Bay Packers have locked up another defensive starter, signing safety Morgan Burnett to a long-term extension. Burnett's extension, reported by NFL.com to be worth $24.75 million over 4 years, follows earlier off-season deals with linebackers Clay Matthews and Brad Jones. In 3 seasons with the Packers, Burnett has 244 tackles and 6 interceptions. The Washington Redskins are asking a judge to dismiss a former NFL player's lawsuit that accuses the team and former assistant coach Greg Williams of running a bounty program that encouraged players to intentionally injure opponents. The former player, linebacker Barrett Green, says he was targeted by the Redskins during a game on December 5th of 2004, resulting in a career-ending knee injury. The Redskins call Green's case utterly baseless. In basketball news, the Miami Heat are designating Mike Miller as their amnesty player, a move that may save more than $30 million in luxury tax payments over the next 2 years. Miller spent 3 seasons in Miami, helping the Heat win 2 titles and playing big roles in each playoff run. Miller was due $12.8 million over the next 2 seasons, which he still gets, but his salary will not count against Miami's cap nor factor into a luxury tax hit that would have exceeded $30 million in 2014. Miller tells the Associated Press he understands the move, though he's disappointed to leave a championship club. Kentucky coach John Calipari will reveal some of the philosophy behind his championship program in a book that he's writing for release next year. Entitled Players First, Success from the Inside Out, the book is co-written with New York Times contributing writer and author Michael Sokolov. The coach said via Twitter that the book will give him a chance to go in-depth about how we do things at Kentucky and why we do what we do. It'll be Calipari's 4th book and his first since 2010. The University of Iowa Athletics Department has named an Arizona State official to a newly designed job overseeing compliance with NCAA regulations. Athletic Director Gary Barta announced Tuesday the hiring of Lila Clary as Associate Athletics Director, praising her knowledge, integrity, and customer service. Clary worked 7 years as an assistant AD at Arizona State. That position comes under a reorganization that Barta announced last year, in which he is creating separate units to oversee compliance and academic services. Previously, department official Fred Mims oversaw both functions. Barta reassigned Mims last November amid questions about the school's handling of sexual harassment allegations against academic counselor Peter Gray. Gray resigned after an internal investigation alleged that he improperly touched athletes for years. Barta says the reorganization will better serve coaches and students. And in golf news, the Royal and Ancient intends to look at the issue of male-only clubs after the British Open, but the head of the governing body says gender policies don't compare to racism or religious discrimination. At his customary news conference on the eve of the British Open, R&A Chief Executive Peter Dawson faced a barrage of questions about the membership at Muirfield and 2 other clubs in the tournament rotation, Troon and Royal St. George's. Dawson says the R&A doesn't believe the exclusionary practices do any damage to the game. Still, he concedes it's an issue that won't go away, so the organization that oversees golf outside the United States plans to examine the issue as soon as the Open is completed. Dawson won't say what steps that the R&A might take. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.